to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
The natural man does not know God. The spiritual man knows God, but the carnal man, though he knows God, lives as if he doesn't. He possesses the Spirit, but he has not allowed the Holy Spirit to color his perspective. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul rebukes the Corinthians for remaining spiritual infants. It may be cute to see a baby with a bottle, but it's disgusting to see a grown man eating Gerbers. It's time the carnal Christian grew up. Next, Paul shows the folly of following men. In Corinth, Paul planted and Apollos watered. From the book of Acts, we learned that in Ephesus, the roles were reversed. But in both cases, God produced the results. Both the sower and the spigot are but implements in the hands of God. Why exalt one above the other when both are dependent on Him? The superstructure of a successful spiritual life is erected on the foundation, Jesus Christ. Each of us are building on that foundation, but we need to give thought as to how we build. Our reward as believers will be based not on the quantity or quality of our service, but on our motivation. Self-centered service will be burned. The saint will be saved, but the service singed. What you did to be seen of men will never be acknowledged by God. Jesus will reward what was done in sincerity, from a thankful heart, for the glory of God, and in an attitude of faith. Such service, when tested, is found to be purest gold.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.